Good morning and welcome to the FTS bet slip on Friday the 19th of July. I'm leaving the open for a minute, just want to see where Fleetwood ends up. I don't think he's going to be far away from the top, and that will probably be my trade out. And Webb Simpson also obviously yet to tee off. We got Van Rooyen going well in the best South African, so I'm not in too bad shape despite... When you pick five or six, you're never going to end up with them all up there. Fowler, of course, as well. So I am expecting tonight to be able to remove some of my liability and see where that ends me up at the end of the day. I did think Ramsey, just don't think he's got the mentality for it. I see him have that little bit of a head off earlier. I can't see JB Holmes staying up there for 4 days. He may do, but I'll be surprised. But obviously Kupka is the... He's just solid, isn't he? And this Cameron Smith, is it Cameron Smith? He's somebody that we've backed before with the Golf Guru. Good, solid little player. Seems to do quite well. Doesn't seem fazed by big events. He's going along nicely. Anyway, into today. And I'm not teasing people. When I've been putting stuff about Ultimate up on the members area, I've just sort of been trying to keep you informed in how we're getting there. It's been a massive amount of work this summer to get this to where I want to get it to with the new additions. And I talked yesterday about the seminar systems on Twitter that I showed people in 2015. And it led to a bit of sort of constructive debate, really not even debate, just discussion about people giving up on things. I held a seminar in 2015. I focused on Soccer Stato and the fixed odds. And at the end of that seminar, I sent everybody a where to start document. If it was me starting from scratch, where would I start? And it was on three systems that I'd built for them, focused around Lay the Draw, which are now, since 2012, 392 points up. They're well up till the seminar. What happened was the seminar was in July, I think, of 2015. The season got off to a slow start. I think the very first game might have been a draw. And people give it 2 or 3 months and give up. And that's the absolute facts. And I know people have joined Ultimate who will do that this season. Ultimate is an ongoing thing. I've said many a times, I don't even work in seasons. I look at my football trading just year on year as a one continuum. I don't look, I've got to win by next May, because I'm just putting pressure on myself. What do I do if I don't? If I don't win by next May, what do I do? You know, either I'm doing this or I'm not doing it. And unfortunately, with most of you, and I mean it is most of you, and I don't mean it in a derogatory way, I don't mean it to have a go, it actually depresses me. It really almost gets me down, because so many more of you could win if you just changed your approach a little bit. And that's the bit I just find it a bit depressing, because a lot of you are really good people and I'd like to see you win a few quid. And I'm going to give you an example. I had an email this morning. This is a lad called Jason. I've got the email. I'm not making this shit up. And Jason is somebody, I've never met him, but I don't think he's been to a seminar. And if you have, Jason, I apologise for not remembering you. But I certainly know the name. I've seen the name on FTS for years. And he has... emailed me this morning saying that he's giving FTS one more go, and can he please let me tell you how I fared last season. I started with a 3,500 bank. I was using £30 a point across five systems. A couple were yours and a few were advised in the shared chat room chat page that we had by GERDS. After signing up last year, I emailed you and asked about the trading email. Your advice, and my advice to Jason, was not to worry about the trading yet and get to grips with the databases. And that's pretty much, you know, I've been saying all year on the podcast and things, less is more. That is exactly what I told him. I've looked up what I said to him. Don't worry about it. Just do the database systems. Email carries on. I didn't listen. Long story short, I blew 3,000 by losing the pot and I ran out of money before the season finished. Now, at the end of the season, I tallied up how the five original systems would have done, and they have thrown up a profit of just over 50 points. So technically, if I had listened to you, I would have been around £1,500 in profit come the end of the season. Feel welcome to use this as an example to members if you wish. I know I would much rather be sat here now 1500 better off rather than £3,000 down. I've now managed to get some money together to start again, and I am going to, and I stress am, going to spread this across fixed odd systems next season. I'm not going to focus so much on turning a profit, but more to my prove to myself that I can stick to something over the season. That's exactly it. I mean, Jason there, he's never sent me a bad email. Always a nice, polite guy. He should be £4,500 better off than he is 12 months ago. In effect, he's got nothing. He's done three, and he should have, in flipping that, he should have won one and a half. So he should be 50% increase on his bank going into this season, sat with £4,500, and he's sat with nothing. And he's having now to rally round to try and find some money to give it another go. I find that depressing, because it's all so unnecessary, but unfortunately, it repeats, and that's why. I mean, I read an article this morning, 70% of Premier League clubs and Championship clubs now sponsored by gambling firms. That's why. There's 99% of people lose, and he had all the tools, he had everything he needed, he was set up to do it. I'd emailed him, he'd said do this, and somewhere along the line, for whatever reason, and only Jason can answer it, it went horribly wrong. It upsets me. It's not something, yeah, of course I could get angry and say, fuck that, but it upsets me, because if he'd perhaps contacted me in October when it was thinking of going wrong, I could have spoken to him and done something about it. This game is a long grind, and that's the point I'm trying to make. You're better off doing less, rather than trying to be jack of all trades, become master of one or two, and forget what's going to happen by next May. Look at where you're going to be in 5 years' time. Because in effect, he would have paid for 5 years' odd sheets in his first season. Now he's free rolling, got a £4,500 bank. He can just let that run and grow and compound his stakes as he goes along. And I find it, he's one of I don't know how many who've come through the FTS stores. I don't do all the marketing bollocks that people do, and there's thousands of them out there. You know them, I know them, the YouTube videos, the this, that and the other. Most of it is complete and utter claptrap. I say to you, there's two different options. You can trade, which is, yes, bigger rewards, but it's everyday involvement. You've got to know what you're doing. Or you can do the fixed odds, put a few bets on, and that's all it is. The three systems I gave in 2015, genuinely 10-15 minutes a week to operate. The buttons are there. You get a sheet on the Friday morning, you click the button, you go to your Betfair account or BetDAC account or Bookie account, whatever you want to use, and put the bets on. That is it. There is nothing else to do. You can then leave it. Unfortunately, I have people who do that, and then a game goes 1-0 up and they trade that. So all of a sudden now fixed odds bets are becoming trades. So they find themselves in a no man's land. Then they say, oh, if I hadn't traded that, I would have won X, Y, Z. And I'm £50 down on what I would have won. So now they try and recover the 50 quid another way. It's all just people. It's nothing to do with anything other than people. I'll stand in any room, in any pub, anywhere with anybody and argue the merits of what I produce. And I will prove that it works. And I don't care who they are. The mathematician boys, they can come out. Let's meet up, not Twitter spat. Let's meet up and I'll show you that it works. It's fucking people that don't work. And that's when I get wound up by it, as I am now, because it's seen so much of it. But I just feel bad for Jason. I feel upset for him. I feel depressed for him, because I want him to win. And I look at it and he thinks should be winning. And that is all it's about. But that is a prime example. When people say to me, what makes people give up? Where does it go wrong? How does it go wrong? You know, the one thing I've learned, particularly since sort of 2015 and through I've done three lots of seminars since 2015. One's in 2015, one's in 2017, and one's in 2019. Is people are all different. I tried to just build robots, in effect, thinking everybody could be the same. But people are all completely different. And I do not know, because he hasn't told me. He's just said he lost the plot. I don't know what triggered losing the plot. But you end up £3,000 down instead of being 1,500 quid up. And that's how easy it is. Now to win back that £3,000 is hard work. It's a long time. It might be 2 years. So you never feel you're going anywhere. And it's that feeling of progress, watching it in progress. And to anybody starting this year, it's just a matter of take your time, you know, somebody emailed me and said, I'm going to do 19 systems. Why are you going to do 19? Don't need to do 19 systems. Do two or three, unless you got a couple of million and like me and you can throw at 19 systems. What are you bothering about? Just do what you can do. Do two or three and do them well and do them every week and discipline yourself. Get up and just do the same thing. Don't check the results till Monday. Don't worry about it. Just let it happen. But there we go. That's in effect why. And it doesn't matter, you know, horse racing's more volatile. It doesn't matter what you're in. If you are going to act like, in effect, Jason has, or if you're going to, you know, some people, now, the biggest question I get, how many points bank? I don't know, because I don't know what you're going to bet. But if I bet your stuff, how many points bank? Doesn't really matter, because if you're going to give up when you lose, I said to somebody yesterday, if you're going to give up when you lose 40 points, you can might as well start with a 40-point bank. You're going to start with a 200-point bank and give up when you've lost 40 points. Then what's the point of a 200-point bank? It doesn't matter what I say, does it? It's irrelevant. It's a mythical number. Unless you're committed to it and you say, right, I've got 200 points and it's 2 grand, whatever, and I'm going to just do that, and I am happy, in effect, if that goes. That's what I'm putting up. When I put money into a new system and I've done something with an FTS member that's done, and he may be listening, it cost me 6 grand. He felt awful about it. But I said to him, look, that was my choice. When I took the 6 grand, in effect, it wasn't mine anymore. I took 6 grand of my money. I put it into something. If it lost, it lost. And it did lose. And I done 6 grand. But that was my decision to do. Obviously, between us, we got it wrong. Or we had a bad run, whatever it may be. But I don't hold anything against it. I didn't get to 2,000, so oh, I'm worried now. I'm going to stop. I said I'll put 6 grand into this. Let's put six. Once I've done that, it's not my money. That 6 grand now is, in effect, I almost treat it like it's lost, because I'm willing to let it go, because that's what I decided I would put into it. That's how you've got to be. If you're going into FTS, it doesn't matter whether 500, 2 grand, the worst case scenario, it all goes. It's no use saying I'm going to commit to it, lose 25%, and then say, well, I'm not doing it anymore. I hope that you don't, but I can't guarantee we're going to get off to a fast start. I know that everything we do is solid over 3, 4, 5 years. Rock solid. I'm still doing these systems from 2015. I was doing them in 2013, so that's now 6, 7 years I've been doing them. And I'll still be doing them in another 3. They may be tweaked slightly. They haven't been. But they may need to in future time. There may be a league it doesn't work. There may be an odds bracket that just needs to move slightly. But long term, I just do it. And that's basically what I'm trying to get to you guys going in. Lots of people, I know the excitement's building. It's a slow, long grind. If you're expecting to win 3,000 gazillion points by Christmas, you got the wrong guy. Go and follow one of the numpties who claims that, and there's loads of them out there. Right, that's that. That's it. I hope to have everything up by Monday afternoon. So I will keep ultimate people. Just a note, I've sent a test email this morning. Couple of you haven't got it, Steve and Shane, because I added you afterwards. Because your emails wouldn't have gone on. But everybody else, I've sent an email. If you haven't got that email, don't have a panic attack. I haven't got the email, so why am I on the list? Just drop me a nice, sensible email with the email address you wish to use for FTS, because quite often people have a PayPal email to pay and a different one that they wish to receive emails to. Send me an email to ftsincomemail@gmail.com with the email you wish to use, and I will add it. I will stress that if you're using Hotmail, Yahoo, etc., they're garbage. I keep saying it. Check all your spam. Check all your junk. There is a chance if you persist in using them that you will not get my emails. I use an email provider to send the emails called AWeber. Hotmail do not like them. Yahoo do not like them. So sometimes they bin them as spam. They don't even get to the Hotmail server. It is up to you what you do. I am not, and I'm stating now, chasing round the season with people who say they haven't got emails. I'm giving you every notice now to sort your email out. Gmail is by far the most reliable. I will send further test emails, and if you get organised, there shouldn't be any issue. That is that. That's my little email preach. It is something that has annoyed me for 12 years now, pissing around with people. I didn't get the email. And then, oh yeah, I found it. It was in my junk. Yeah, and I've said Hotmail, bag of shit, complete and utter garbage. Right, next, what we got? What we got? What we got? We got football. We've got things today. Sorry about the horses yesterday. I think we had the trade and the others were garbage. Right, seminar people, I'll have a file in for you probably later today. I'm just going to do the football when I finish recording this as well. It's busy, see, non-stop, been up since 5. Right, today, football. Right, Ireland, Derry versus Sligo. Derry versus Sligo. I've got the over 2.5, slightly too big. So what I'm going to do is I am going to wait 20 minutes. On 20 minutes, I am going to back over 2.5 goals, and I am also going to lay under 0.5 first half goals. I'm going to place both bets. Obviously, if we get the first half goal, I will then just green both sides of the 2.5. If we don't get the first half goal, I will also back over 1.5 at half time and trade both the 1.5 and 2.5 from there. If it is 1-0 on 20 minutes, or 1-1, or 2-1, or 8-1, I won't be getting involved at all. So 0-0, 20 minutes onwards, 2.5 market and the first half goal market over 15 minutes, not all at once. From 20 minutes through to sort of 35 will be where I back over 2.5 and I lay under 0.5 first half goals, and I'll go from there. Tommy on the last, go on, Tommy lad. Horse racing, what have I got? I have got a win bet at Kilbeggan, 6.40, Song of Namibia. 6.40 Kilbeggan, Song of Namibia. These will pick up, promise you. I have got an each way bet. You could back it to win if you like, but I'm going to do win and place. Just to, if it doesn't win, get some of my stake back. I think it won't be out the first three. And that is Tusi in the 7.10 at Kilbeggan. So 6.40 win bet, Song of Namibia. 7.10 Kilbeggan, Tusi. Win and place. And the trade is a little five runner. And this is 18.45, 6.45 at Newmarket. James Park Woods, the outs. Well, no, it's the second. Fourth out, fourth in the betting out the five. It's shortened in a bit behind, ahead of Athmed now. But James Park Woods, 6.45 Newmarket, trade currently 7 to 8. Probably going to go off something around 6 to 1, 7.0, 25% trade. I'll mention again. God, Jordan Spieth can putt, can't he? When he's on, he can putt. Trouble is, he's got to do that for another 2 days. Can't see it. He might do though. Be fair, can putt the boy. James Park Woods, and in the members area, ftsincome.co.uk. If you go in the members area there, register as a free subscriber. So click on your profile, make sure you've got free subscriber. There is a calculator in there which will work the horse trades out for you, and it will also do the over 3.5 goal trades I do, which will obviously be starting in more earnest over the next few weeks as the football gets rolling. Right, once again, I have rambled on, but hopefully some of that has made sense to people. I am deeply concerned about people going into this football season doing it properly. We can only do the work this end, but ultimately I say to everybody, if you lose money, it isn't my responsibility, it's yours. Just give it a fucking proper go and set yourself up properly and stop fucking about and playing at it like you have done for all these years with, I'll buy this and that YouTube video and I'll do this for 2 weeks there. Get something and actually stick at it, and you might well just surprise yourself that you make a few quid. Jason, feel bad for him, but there's a prime example, somebody who should be 4.5 grand better off than he is. 12 months, on from last year, and we can't do anything about it now. It's there's no use crying over spilt milk. Let's hopefully fix it and get it right, Jason, for this season. But I know that that will be a story that is echoed a lot around, over what's gone on with a lot of you over the last few years. And it is 2015. It upsets me. I stand in a room, I do all the work, I show you what to do, I give you a document to say, do this. And I've got two or three people left. And whilst he's a Liverpool fan, I didn't know Steve was doing it. Akin Kenny 1972 on Twitter. He has done it since 2015. And he said, that's why I'm on holiday in Mexico. Just shows you what you can do. You know, we're not talking winning millions. People can win 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 grand and have nice holidays and things. That's what it's about. Improving the quality of life. Doing the things you want to do. And this is stress-free. FTS Ultimate. Trading is quite stressful. And I get where people go wrong with it. FTS Ultimate is the easiest thing to operate in betting on football there has ever been. And I mean that, and I'll stand by it. And as I say, I'd stand with anybody and do it. It is the easiest thing to operate. Everything is done for you this end. Thousands of hours, thousands of pounds have gone into producing something that you can click a button, put some bets on, and carry on with your weekend. It is that simple. But for most people, it doesn't happen quick enough, so they have to move on. You know, John Petrie asked me, why do people give up? It doesn't happen quick enough, John. That's the biggest thing. It's not happening a gazillion pounds by August. You know, you'll pick three or four bets will come up on the first weekend. Two will win, two will lose. Oh, well, this is a load of garbage. Yeah, I expected to have £4 bazillion by now, but I've lost 30 quid. Right, what's next? Where can I go next? I know, let's go off to that one, and I'll join that and do their football trading, and I'll do that. That's what happens. It's a fact, absolute gospel fact. Right, crack on. I'm boring you now. It is, what is it? I was going to get into Boris, fortunately. That Jason's email stopped me. Guy's just a liar, by the way. Absolute liar. It is 12:30, Friday afternoon. Have a lovely day. Enjoy the weekend. I'll update the golf scores later. I will keep you updated either via Twitter or tomorrow's pod with my movements in the golf markets. And the prizes, by the way, are on the Google Doc. There's seven prizes. They're on the Open Championship Google Doc. Everything's there. I'm giving away some money if I win it on the Open as well. Can't help myself. Have a lovely weekend. I'll speak to you in the morning.